Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I have a guilty pleasure in a person. Her name is Yvonne Mason. I've told her this many times. I love her. She's great. She's an author, a radio host, a photographer. I mean, this woman is a woman of all trades. I mean, she's that good. And if you haven't seen her art and you haven't been on her Facebook and she shows you the art, just look at it and drool because it is that beautiful. So, before I forget, this lovely lady is here. Hi, Yvonne.
Hey, Bennett. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, you're making my heart go pitter-patter. You calling me sweetheart is an honor. I love it.
Well, thank you, but I mean it. You've been very kind to me down through the years.
You've been kind to me. I know. I had one person gave me one of your books, The Mad Hatter. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that was one of the most fun books to write.
Well, I'm a Jack the Ripper fan, and I get my friend Doris. Hi, Doris. Yes, she is listening. I can see her in the chat room. But she said, you know, hey, you need to read this. And she gave me a file of it. And I was reading it and amazed. And, oh, God. You got to get back writing sometime, lady. You're that good.
Well, thank you. You want to hear the backstory of that book?
I'd like to hear anything and everything you tell me. We only have a half hour, but I want to hear everything you tell me.
Okay. Well, when I was in college back in early 2000, I was in my 50s. I'd just gone through a divorce, and I decided to reinvent myself. So I went to college, got my degree in criminal justice, and, of course, you know the story to that. I became a bounty hunter. But part of the curriculum was my criminal justice professor had us do a paper on any serial killer. Well, I was the oldest person in that class. All the rest of them were doing John Wayne Gacy and the Boston Strangler and all the newer ones. I went all the way back to the Ripper, and I did my research and gave my conclusion based on my research, made an A on the paper, also had to turn it in an English class, made an A on it in the English class. And I held on to that research. Well, when I came down here, that research started haunting me. But I didn't want to do a Ripper story per se because they've been done to death. I wanted to make a historical fiction out of it. And you know my love of hats. I wear hats all the time.
Yes.
So I looked up to see if there were any hat manufacturing companies on the Thames River during that time. Well, there wasn't, but there was one later. So I just twisted the story a little bit and put a hat company on the Thames River and put my characters in play and used the Ripper's victims in the story and put my bad guy and my heroine in Whitechapel.
Okay.
And
do you mind if I give you I love your book. Don't spoil the rest of it for me. No. Thank you. But I have a couple of people have lovely questions for you.
Okay.
Not for me. You. Vicky 7575 says, are you going to go back and do radio again? Podcast,
yes.
Radio?
Yes, I am. Right now, I am traveling. I don't know how many people know, but I am the national photographer for the National JCI Senate. It's the JC Senate, and I am the first non-senator to be in an appointed position on the national level. So
now the hard question.
Yes.
And I'm putting it right to you. This is my question to you. When do you want me as a guest?
As soon soon as I go back on the show. It will
you
probably
know I'll hold
be.
You to it.
I know you will, and you'll be the first one on there.
Well,
as soon as
it's
I quit
funny.
Traveling so much, I'm going to start the show back.
Somebody said they heard the show we did together about 3 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And my friend Jonathan said, he said, she pulled more out of you than half the people I know could never do.
It's a gift, what
can I
say?
I said, we were just talking. And he says,
and
she's a good
interviewer.
That's
the way I run my show. Yeah, it's the way
I
run my show.
I'll co-host it anytime you want, baby, anytime. I'm here.
Okay, because people like to talk to me because I tell them beforehand it's just you and I and 2.5 million people listening.
Well, okay.
But it was a fun show.
This is a friend of mine called Donna, not my lady Donna, but this woman called Donna says, when is her next book coming out? You know these questions are not rehearsed. I'm reading them right from the screen.
Right. That is a difficult question to answer because I don't know if these lovely people know or not, but I lost my biggest fan and biggest supporter on October the 2nd of last year. In fact, fixing to go through the first anniversary. And he was my muse, and I haven't been able to write anything since. But it's coming. I will tell y'all that it the voices are beginning to wake up, and it is coming.
Send a couple my way, okay?
I will.
I know you will. I'm grateful. Okay, let me ask you. It's going to sound weird. Okay, this is from the aforementioned Jonathan. Where do you get your ideas? That's his question from me. If that makes sense.
My ideas come from a variety of places. My true crime, of course, comes from cases my husband worked and cases that are sent to me, cases that I research. My crime fiction comes from the voices in my head as I'm working on true crime. The thrillers come, the historical fiction comes from my love of history. I did A Voice from the Grave, which was set in Andersonville because I visited Andersonville, and it was such a sad place. And then, of course, I did The Mad Hatter because of my love of the Ripper and Whitechapel and that time period in history. My inspiration comes from my brother that's mentally challenged. Anything that inspires me on that level comes from him because he was never supposed to be successful, and yet he became successful. My comedy comes because I have a twisted sense of humor.
Oh, I know that one. Trust me, I know that one from Yeah, I think you and I could have a night of jokes and a night of humor.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'd
absolutely.
We'd be cracking up more than an audience would. I've known
and
you too long.
I find humor.
Say that.
Well, I find humor in the oddest things. I find humor in stupidity. I find humor when I'm driving down the expressway and I'm watching the idiots in front of me going nowhere fast and they should have left yesterday. I'm just easily amused by the stupidity of human nature and the human condition and the fact that most of the stupid people, in fact, all the stupid people don't know they're stupid and don't care they're stupid.
Well, I always love the line from Time Bandits. If you remember Time Bandits, they're all small people, midgets, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
And Robin Hood says, how long have you been stealing? And one of the gentlemen says, 4'11". And my friend, and a friend of mine says, that's not funny. I said, God, yes it is.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I know, and that's why you and I will laugh at it, whereas somebody else goes, huh, what?
Exactly, because they don't understand humor in its purest form, and most people don't understand sarcastic and dark humor.
Oh, I know. God. There's a reason I love you, and we should do this more often than every 6 months. You got to come on more. I love this woman, and I can
I can
say
do that. I can do
that. It's love from my heart, not love from other parts of my anatomy.
Well, I understand that. I get it. And
let
I appreciate
ask,
it. I love you right back.
Thank you. I have a question. A couple of authors have said to me they were weirded out because their book came to Audible. And they're listening to their book and they're saying, it's not my book anymore. What do you think about that?
It's not. I don't understand what they're saying because when a narrator does the book in Audible, they read from the book. Every one of my books that's in Audible is my book. In fact, the Mad Hatter is in Audible, and a gentleman from England did the narration, and it is bone chilling. So
I want Hanukkah this year.
Yeah, Audible Mad Hatter.
Yeah. You know what
I don't understand why they say it's not their book. Is there expectation that it will be
in a different narrative
than the way they wrote
it? I'm giving names out. But one of the authors said, well, I wrote the thing, yes, but listening to it, it's not my it's not the voice I liked with it. And so they sort of disassociate themselves as author and audio author.
Oh, that's,
even though
that's,
they're not reading it, the other person or other persons don't capture their intent.
That is what is so great about Kindle Audible, because you, an author, can go on and listen to narrators do a sample. They will send samples of their book back to them, and before they even decide to pay them to do it. And as soon as I heard this gentleman from England narrate the sample, I said, please, you are the voice of this book.
So
that's,
do you
that's
like,
what I would do. I would have they need to use Kindle Audible.
Okay. Let me ask. Okay. I know you believe it's your book. I know it is your book. That's not what
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get at. But do you find you should send them back to the original text, or just have them listen to it as a separate entity, or as the same thing?
To me, it's
when
the same thing. Because when they're recording it, they're recording straight from the book. They get a PDF
mm-hmm.
file. They get my PDF file, and they are recording it straight from that PDF file.
Have you ever gotten or given a narrator notes
no.
on your book?
The narrator that did the Mad Hatter, because he was from England, there was a place that I had written wrong in the book, and he said, Yvonne, this is the way it's supposed to be. Do you mind? And I said, that's why I hired you. I want it to be right. So we communicated for the entire book. He did 2 or 3, 4 or 5 chapters and sent them to me for my approval before he ever moved on to the next section.
Okay. Let me, can I, and I know I'm pushing the envelope here. You have any ideas what you're going to write next? This is from Diana. Diana with an H. I want to make sure I don't want to get killed. I'm reading the comments.
I have 2 or 3 ideas. One is a personal journey of the 13 years with my beautiful man and what it takes to be a complete and unselfish and total caregiver, and the joys, the triumphs, the sadness, the grief, the letting go. Another is to do a 4th installment on the When Fates Collide, because the two main characters in When Fates Collide are fighting to come out. And then there's another one that I've been playing around with that is a semi-true story. The incident actually happened back in the 50s in Alabama. There was a young man. His last name was Steiner. He was 13, 14 years old, and for some reason, a white girl accused him of rape, and he was electrocuted in Alabama, and that story has been haunting me. So I may wind up writing either a fiction based on the story itself or my take on the story itself as a true crime.
I'm going to say this, and I'm making you an offer, not a financial offer. I wish I could. But you want me to write the foreword to any of them, hit me up. It's done. Anytime.
I will do that.
Ready.
I will do that. I will be happy to do that.
I'm not kidding. I had one person say, yeah, right, you're offering a foreword. You're just getting publicity. I said, no. There are people in this world, you're one of them, that if they said, Ben, do my foreword, it's done.
And also, there is a possibility that there could be a sequel to the Mad Hatter.
Are you personally trying to say, it's like a voodoo doll, stick a pin in me, yes.
No, I just thought I'd throw that in. You ask. You have to know. If you don't want to know the answer, don't ask.
I'll always ask you. You know that. Let me do just a quick bit of homework so I don't get killed by three or four people. There is no show since it is July 4th. And my favorite attorney of the world, Sarah, is off. Okay? So please, nobody message me again saying, is Sarah going to be working July 4th? No, Sarah's at a conference and playing lawyer like she usually does. And so there is no show July 4th. Okay? And the other news, and I'm not trying to compete with Yvonne, but Jennifer Chase will be my guest next Tuesday night. So it's like, oh, I've got my favorite author and then my second favorite author in 2 weeks. I'm like just going crazy here and just smiling. I mean, I feel like my mouth is hurting because I'm smiling so much. I've got Yvonne tonight and Jennifer next week. I can do no wrong,
Of course not. And I love Jennifer. She's amazing.
Oh, not recently, but I went into the hospital and Jennifer had sent me a T-shirt. And I took it with me in the hospital and said, where did you get this? I said, why? And they showed me the book, Jennifer's book. Oh, okay. And I've got the T-shirt with the same design. It's like, oh. And
well,
so
see, there you
like,
go.
Yeah.
You're just running into people that know us all over the place.
Well, this was a nurse at the hospital, and I won't, this is about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But still, it was like, there you go.
Well, people that live over
on hospital that night.
People that live over on the west coast of Florida, over near Tampa, Clearwater, and St. Pete, and
mm-hmm.
points of interest east of there, I will be in Tampa next weekend. I will be speaking at the Hampton Inn there at Avion Park. We have a book event Saturday and Sunday. I will have my books there, and I will also be speaking on Saturday.
Yeah, I used to live near Clearwater. I used to live near Ben T. Davis Beach. God.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do. But it's like, I was married at the time, and I would go to the beach, and my eyes would pop out of their sockets. And my wife used to go, honey, put your eyes back in your head. And I said, honey, I'm doing research. He says, do research close to the house.
Don't do research at the beach.
Oh, no. And the tongue was getting sandy because it just, Gene Simmons
out of
had nothing, I have nothing on that, And my wife says, put it back in your mouth. But So.
Well, I wanted to say thank you for what you said about my artwork and my photography. I take great pride in that as well as. In fact, I will be doing an art show in Kansas City, Missouri in September.
Okay. I have a stupid question. My questions, you know, ain't stupid. Okay. Is this, say, you're doing an art show? Are they, are you have prints for sale or what?
It will
and
be
I don't
original
mean
art.
Print. I mean prints.
It will
prints.
Be original artwork. It will be original artwork because the current national president believes in the arts. And part of that weekend when I'm in Kansas City taking photographs of him, I'm following him around, my artwork will be on display for sale.
Just remind me, when you do the art book, I will help you in any way possible. I will, you know, I'm waiting for the art book.
Okay.
Not an online art book. I mean an art book, and I could go and look and drool it. This woman does beautiful art. I'm not saying it because I could say it. It just is such beautiful art. It's like, it's so well done.
Thank you. Well, you know, art is like music, and the written word, it tells a story.
You're right. Now let me ask you my question. Guys, get out of my way. What other than traveling, what have you got in mind coming up? You told us about the future books, hopefully. The art shows. What's your schedule for the next month or two?
The next month or two, I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be in Lumberton the first weekend of September. I'm going to be in Kansas City. Actually, the second weekend of September, I'm going to be in Lumberton, North Carolina, South Carolina, whichever one it is. The weekend after that, I'm going to be in Kansas City. In October, I'm going to be in Rhode Island. And in November, I'm going to be back over in Tampa. In January, I'm going to be in Melbourne. And I don't know where I'm going to be in February. In May, I don't know where I'm going to be, but in June, I'm going to be in Greensboro.
Wait a second. You're coming here for my birthday, right?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I've offered. Now, if I can find a convention or a show we both can do, I would be very happy.
Well,
I'll introduce any time I would introduce you, it would be my pleasure.
Well, that would be neat. I would bring my artwork up there.
Well,
that would be a lot of fun. In fact, I've got to get some paintings done before September, so I have enough artwork. I have to send it out UPS to the hotel because I'm flying out, and, of course, it'd be too much to take on the plane.
I understand.
But it's become an interesting ride. I told Jack that I would do this, that I would stay in the Senate. Little did I know that by staying in the Senate that certain doors would be opened up to me that might not have been opened up to me, because I have an opportunity now to take my photography in directions that the sky's the limit.
Well, you are how's the old expression? A Renaissance woman, and you always amaze me, because every time you think you're going to zig, you zag, and you show me something else, and it's like the old expression, when I grow up, I want to be you. It's like, when I grow up, I want to be Yvonne Mason.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That is the greatest compliment anyone could give me. People have underestimated me for years and years and years and years, Bennett. People well-meaningly have said, well, you can't do so-and-so. Well, that's like putting a red flag in front of me. If somebody tells me I can't do it, I'm going to do it to show them I can, because nobody can tell me I can't. Nobody was ever able to tell my brother he couldn't. When they said you can't, he did, and this is what's happened with me. They said you can't, so I am. And that's what anybody has to do that has a passion. If someone has a passion and it's something they really, really want to do, and other people are saying, well, you can't do it because you don't have this education, or you don't have this, or you don't have that, or you don't have this background, or you don't know enough, or you're not smart. Just go out and do it.
This leads me to this last question, or not the last question, but the question the most. And I know you've already answered it, but I want to make sure, because the person said, I came in late. Can she answer when she's coming back on air?
I cannot give a definitive time or date because I am traveling. I'm not home now enough to even know what day it is. I keep forgetting to take my dogs to the groomers because I'm traveling so much. But I am coming back.
Okay, well, people are asking me, you know. I don't know how, just a few minutes ago, I've now become your agent.
Well, that works too.
When is she coming? I don't know.
Well, if I miss that much, I guess I need to start looking into when I'm going to be home and maybe do a show a week or something.
Well, I'll co-host it with you anytime you want, baby, anytime.
You got it.
You think I'm kidding. I'm not. I can.
I know you're serious.
Oh, yeah, I love, as long as it's not Tuesday night, I'm good. But I love to do the shows. People are like, can you do that? You do it. You get up and you do it. You wake up in the morning, you do it. And I get more pleasure.
And it gives other people pleasure, not just the people that I interview, but the listeners. This show was heard in over 200 countries. We had 250,000 listeners before my husband died. Even up until the last week before he died, I was doing the show.
Oh, and believe me, I knew. I don't take this wrong. I'm your biggest fan. No, I am. I really am.
Thank you, sweetheart.
It is my pleasure. In the last 3 minutes we have left, do you want to tell them? Okay, you've already given your tour dates. What else do you have up your sleeve coming up?
Let's see. Who knows at this juncture? It depends on the day. It depends on which voice in my head is screaming the loudest. The sky's the limit. I've even played around with going back to school.
And I'd love you to teach, too. You are such a, as I said, Renaissance woman. I would love you to teach.
I could do that.
I mean,
I could teach writing. I could teach photography. There's a lot I can teach. I can teach public speaking. There's so many things I can teach.
And anytime you want me to be your the one that holds your coat as you showcase whatever talent, I'll hold your coat.
You're a mess, Bennett. You are something else. You're putting me on a pedestal I do not deserve.
Oh, I don't put you on a pedestal. You've already put yourself on a pedestal. I'll just help you up from it. But let me, because we have about a minute and a half left. Thank you, Mrs. Blog Talk, for telling me. It is always a pleasure to
spend it
with you, dear.
And anytime you want me to return, just send me a note.
Yes.
If I'm in town, I'll be happy to.
I understand that. As I wanted to make sure people know, next week, Jen will be sitting here in the hot seat, as this beautiful lady is, and I have the pleasure of talking to her. So I'm just, it's going to be great. One other thing somebody asked me, they said, which one of your books aren't on Audible?
There's several. The Tangled Minds is not on Audible. All of my true crimes are not on Audible. Pennies from Heaven is not on Audible. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the others that might not be on Audible. The anthologies are not on Audible. There's three or four anthologies that I compiled. I have stories in there. They are not on Audible. So out of
okay.
the 17 books, there may be 10 that are not on Audible.
We,
but they are on, they are,
I'm not
they are on Kindle.
Mrs. Blog Talk is rushing me.
Of course.
Of course. And I wanted to say thank you very much for coming.
You are
it
welcome
been,
very much.
It is my pleasure. No, I love you. You know that already.
I do.
I will talk to you. I will talk to you soon. And my offer still stands. I'll write any. I'll write a forward for you or afterward for you anytime. I love you.
You got
I
it.
Will talk to you soon. Jennifer Chase is next week, and I'll talk to. I'm going to try to arrange with Yvonne in a little while to get her on another show soon.
You got it.
Good night. Fly right.
Good night.
Be well. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.